The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Every girl crazy about it, shine as me.
Talk about Texas. With Mike Gallagher. Oh, that's where Al's going. He's ready. He's ready. ZZ Top and who else? Who else is ZZ Top and who
John
else?
John Fogerty, man.
Oh, man.
Come on.
That's a great show.
Come on, come with me. Come
PNC
with me.
Tomorrow?
Come on. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be hot.
I know.
Nice.
I know.
Perfect weather. Listen, I bring plenty of water. You can hydrate all day.
Yeah. You drink the water with the beer.
No, I do. I do. No,
like
gotta,
you,
no, you got
to
hydrate.
When you went to an outdoor concert.
Well,
hey,
I had cancer. We didn't know
down?
I had cancer. Yeah, we didn't know I had cancer, though. And, yeah, maybe I indulged in something I shouldn't have indulged in.
Cancer
but,
card. You were drunk out of your mind.
I was not drunk yet, Joe. It was the onset of cancer. You're making fun of cancer people. It's not nice.
I'm sorry, what?
You were at an outdoor concert, and what happened?
No, I was at an outdoor beer festival.
Boom. What was that? Al went down.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, no.
Listen, I've done it before, but it was because you didn't stay hydrated.
Well, that was part of it.
You think it was the cancer, too, really?
No, well, it was three things.
I'm sure it didn't help.
Yeah, it was the cancer, because it had been growing in my body, because we found out a couple months later.
You didn't know at that point.
Yeah, no, I didn't know at that point. Because remember, I had all the breathing problems. Everybody kept calling. He sounds like he's gasping for air. Yeah, and like I couldn't hear it. I was not properly hydrated. I hadn't eaten.
Could you please tell me?
And
stop breathing so heavy.
Yeah,
stop
and I
breathing
right.
out.
He sounds like he's got a lisp or a gasp or something. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, thank
God,
you. You're only like the 875th person who's pointing it out.
Slice of New Jersey, God forbid,
right.
But you beat it.
I hadn't been diagnosed with cancer yet. I did not drink enough water and eat something before we started drinking. And the fourth thing was that maybe I took something that will soon be legal in New York that I shouldn't.
Oh,
have,
you're the worst. You are so bad.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, it was
and
a brownie.
Then, but
what
you, know
I,
the,
you, know,
you know what? The, oh, you ate the brownie.
Well, it was a cookie, actually, and I wasn't supposed to eat the whole thing, and I did.
Because you don't know. See, that's what kills me, man. They want to legalize it all. You don't know how much is in. You don't
know
the content.
Well, because I'm an idiot. My friend gave it to me, and I thought, all right, I'll just take a bite. And then I was like, blah, blah, and it was gone. And, you know, that had probably
you
a
know,
lot to do
Frankie,
with how
you know
I was,
else?
You know.
After he went down, he got up, and you did it all over again, didn't you?
When
you
what do you mean?
Right back into it.
You had
a beer and a brownie.
No,
right
no.
That,
I joked with the nurse on the way out. I said, okay, let's go back to the beer festival. Meanwhile, it was hours later. You know, the thing was closed. It was dark out.
And you know, Al, you sound like a great time. I think I'll come with you.
I am. No. I. Seriously, come with me tomorrow. I guarantee. No,
room.
I would never.
Beer
never.
And brownies, man.
Never. I'm
beer
telling.
Beer and brownies,
no.
dude. Beer and
Honest,
brownies, dude.
Beer. It's the only thing that we're gonna. Beer, food, water,
beer,
chips.
Brownies. ZZ Top.
Well, you don't need
John
so,
Fogerty,
you know.
Man.
I said no.
Come
you
on.
I gotta tell you, this is a.
Come
thing.
On, and then we'll go down to David Blake's. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, we got to go to Drift House. We got
yeah,
you
Drift
and
House.
I are due at the Drift House now.
Yeah.
David Burke's new restaurant.
We'll call it Castaway. He calls it Drift House.
I know. Wilson.
Wilson.
So.
Come on, come with me. Come on.
I know.
The Gattullo car, I drive. That's the best part. You don't even have to drive. You'll have a driver.
You feel a lot
me.
Better. you drive in.
No, I don't drink.
Beer
once
tour,
I get into, no,
you
Joe,
do a beer
Joe,
tour in Brooklyn, Joe, and then you get Joe. In your car and you drive home.
I was sober.
There's a vehicle Hold I want to be
now,
in.
Now, wait a second. Now you're insinuating I was not. I was sober last night. And I don't. Once I get inside the venue,
no,
I'll have one beer, and that's it. And then I'm done.
You know what you remind me of, Al? I love you. And Frankie and I love you. Debbie, love you. Is that you remind me of my dad, because he would go, and you would think they would have the drink. They would always have the drinks back in the day. And I would have the Manhattan, right? Frankie, your favorite, one of your favorite drinks, right? The Manhattan, you go, blah, blah, bang, and you go, oh my God, I can't even drink that. But they would pace it perfectly. In the early evening, they would have a drink or two, but boom, they'd eat, they'd have dessert, then they'd have the coffee cold stone sober by the end of the night like that. So that's an art form.
You got to know your limitations. That's an art form. You just have to know when, okay, this is it. I'm getting to that point. You stop. You have some water. Maybe you have another beer when you get into the venue. And besides, listen, I like to drink when I'm at a concert, but when you're paying $15 for a thimble of beer, it's usually going to be one.
Holy.
So.
Yeah. Can you bring your own to those stands?
No. What are you kidding me? They would never make money.
Yeah, it's true.
The good thing, though, is they sell larger beers now. So instead of you get like a 12-ounce beer and you got to pay $16, they'll give you something that's like more 20 ounces or 22 ounces.
But again,
I'll have one and that's it. I don't want to give the venue all my money.
Come on, Joe, come with me. No, well, the thing is, first, I got my big event tonight, so we're going to do that.
Right.
Then tomorrow, I know it's going to happen. I'm going to be available and I stay home for the children.
I'm calling
and
you. Call me, you know what? I'll be texting you, sending you pictures.
Come on.
They'll let you right in.
I'll be by myself. Oh, by the way, you bring. So, what did your friend say? They said you bring Joe Piscopo.
Yeah. So my one friend.
What did they say? They went further.
My two guys. These are two guys that I grew up with. The one delivers bread. He's probably delivering the Arnold bread right now on Staten Island.
He said brownie juice in the bread.
No. These two didn't make the cookies. This was another guy.
Okay. Great.
He said to me. The bread guy said, "Tell him he's got to do Sinatra. He's got to sing Sinatra, otherwise he can't come." And I said, "No." And then my other friend, Gary, who really doesn't have it all together, I love the guy, but he's really, right. I tell him 2:30 because I want him there by 3 because, he's always late.
He
says, "No, Al, bring one of your hot friends."
Look at that. That won't get you in trouble.
Well, no, they're single, so that's fine. If they want me to bring, one of my hot friends, I'll bring one. But, I want you there, Joe. Come on.
Well, but the thing is.
I'm choosing you over the hot friends.
Very nice.
But the thing is, those
that's
girls.
That's not love. So I don't know what it is.
We always joke with Al's Gumar. See, the problem is.
No Gumar.
Al's got quote-unquote platonic friends.
Many of them.
You know, very dangerous. And that's your friend.
To your friend.
But by the way, Al, if your friend is telling you, those girls may be a little too hot for you to bring around because you're married.
No, he's not telling me that. He's just saying bring the hot friends.
For him.
Well, yeah, for him, not for me.
Al, you're just, it's dangerous, buddy. You listen to me and Frank. We know what we're talking about. You bring those gals around, it's going to be a trouble. So you're not going to bring the
Frank,
guy.
First of all, Frank gets bitten by cats. He wore two different colored socks yesterday because he dresses in the dark.
True.
You think I'm going to trust him with his, come on, seriously? Come on.
What happened to your
socks?
He
posted a picture on Instagram that he wore two different colored socks all day yesterday.
Because you didn't want to wake up your significant other, correct?
Well, that's right. So I try to minimize the amount of light that's present at 3 a.m. So I will stumble over to our walk-in closet and put the light on in there. But my sock drawer, I have to kind of just do it by, almost Ray Charles style, or just based on what feels like it matches.
Nice.
And yesterday I happened to choose two mismatched socks.
Now, why wouldn't you put your clothes outside of the bedroom the night before and have them prepared? So
I can't tell you how many times people tell me this. Well, here's what happens.
Because I do that all the time. I dress downstairs. I don't dress upstairs in my bedroom.
Well, truth be told, I picked up two loose socks thinking that they were two socks that I had barely worn the day before.
Uh-oh.
But in actuality, barely reusing them.
Yeah,
but in actuality, I had picked up one sock that was barely worn the day before and one sock that had been fully worn the day before that.
That's great.
Fungus?
Did you ever spray? I'm a road warrior. You could spray the socks with Lysol or with Durasan. Rub them with Durasan and it'll work. I'm telling you, and you will disinfect this.
Oh.
So you went the whole day with it like a used sock and one good sock, one bad sock.
That's right.
I would have been scrubbing my feet in Purell
Durasan. I've done that. I've done that before. I've left the hotel, and then the wake up call wakes up the person. It's like it's morning radio, man, or not just morning radio. I know a lot of people, like my buddy Big Mike, who helps out. So he's such a great kid, and he helps out with us. And then his dad gets up. His dad works the oil refineries, on the turnpike there, and he gets up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So there's a lot of people that go through what we're going through, that early morning wake up. Hey, Frankie, but to a much more substantial thing, and thanks for letting us goof around a little bit. It's Friday as we roll into Memorial Day. Not to forget about Memorial Day, as Arthur said. so eloquently on the program earlier, to remember those who lives were lost in the United States military. I just drives me a little crazy when they have the sales, Memorial Day sale, and then you got the barbecue. Stop with all that. You know, let's celebrate the military, the greatness at Fleet Week in New York, and the greatness of the United States military, and particularly lives lost. Our hearts go out to the families, and appreciation to all branches of the United States military, first and foremost, this morning. Now, this North Korea situation, the summit was canceled, right? President Trump, and I'm telling you, we got a feel, I think, for this president. You know, you could, how he operates. Something went on, and I mean, they did say that when Mike Pompeo was over there, it worked out, but there were some red flags where they sent some other United States representatives over to North Korea, and then the North Koreans didn't show up, and there were some things said on the other side, derogatory things said about Michael Bolton. The NSA, the advisor, national security advisor, John Bolton. I'm putting the singer back in there with, and Mike Pompeo. And so President Trump, protecting his team, says, well, look, you're going to say bad things. I don't like your behavior. We're going to shut it down. But I know Donald Trump probably had even more information than that, not to go into that negotiation. Then the president, what you're not hearing, he put in a caveat, but I'm listening and I'm here. If you want to negotiate, you want to sit down, I'm here. And then North Korea comes back. This was yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, where North Korea says, you know what, maybe we can talk. This is all negotiation. This is how it works. Everybody gets crazy, and they take it for what it's worth. When you see, oh, the summit is off. That was it. President Trump is done. Boom, gone. That it's not the case. I think, and Frankie, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong there, but this is all the art of the deal, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean, I was skeptical of Kim Jong-un's willingness to denuclearize from the beginning, because if you're a world leader, especially if you're a dictator,
yeah,
why would you ever give up your nuclear weapons? It has not worked out well for anybody, or if you give up your weapons of mass destruction. You know, we saw what happened with Gaddafi when he gave up his weapons of mass destruction. We saw what happened with Saddam Hussein. We saw what happened in Ukraine. So, I mean, if you're a world leader, especially an international pariah,
yeah,
the only thing that guarantees that the world doesn't mess with you is nuclear weapons. So now a couple of countries, have been forced to give them up, like Japan. But I don't understand why Kim Jong-un would ever agree to this.
And what role, and this is what I love when Donald Trump said this, when President Trump said, well, China may have had a hand in this. And he's just, what role do you think President Xi had in this, Frankie?
Well, that's the danger. And there's a terrific column by Pat Buchanan today asking the question, is U.S. bellicosity backfiring? And he talks about our handling of Iran and North Korea and the danger of us being increasingly isolated from both Iran and North Korea is that it provides such an opening for two countries that are eager for allies wherever they can find them. And it gives China an opportunity to build up these countries and in exchange get a very powerful Middle Eastern ally. And that's the danger of isolating ourselves from both of these countries, is that we force them almost by necessity to move closer to countries that don't have our best interests at heart, like China and maybe Russia.
Yep.
So I don't know what role President Xi played here, but you can bet he is going to make sure that they benefit from this somehow.
You're right. And the de Blasio emails Frankie Five Boroughs locally. What's that
This
about?
Is wild. You know, there's the front page of both, both of the tabloids today. And this is going to be, we've never seen this before. We've never seen this many emails come out from a sitting mayor while he was in office. We've seen them after you leave office, never while he was in office. So this is the result of a lawsuit that was filed by New York One, and kudos to Grace Rao, who did this. But the intense hatred that he has for the media here and is really incredible. You know, the way he refers to the members of the PBA as bastards when they criticize him is really incredible. I mean, it is First of all, we all speak differently in private when, you know, we think someone's not going to be reading our emails. But these are emails that he sent from his government email address. So, I mean, he had to have some expectation that eventually that this would get out. So, you know, from Mayor de Blasio, you know, on one issue, you know, I mean, this everyone is going to be spending the whole weekend reading this instead of reading a novel at the beach if you're a political person. Yeah. But when he was criticized for not leaving the gym when a firefighter was shot, this is what he said. First of all, the news media is pitiful, and it's sad for our city and nation. Second, we keep getting new scenarios to add to our database. Here's what we know. The media wants to focus on death in all its forms and wants me to be present wherever death or grievous injury is involved. Today's controversy about when exactly I should be at the hospital or an active shooter situation and what I'm allowed to do if I'm not there is case in point. We can make a conscious decision to surrender to them and just go to fires, crime scenes, and memorials all day, every day, or we can govern. Third, this is always an attack on us and what we represent. Only we can decide the template we believe in. Only we can choose to either give in. They, meaning the press, will never defeat us. Only we can do that.
What?
Let's get tighter, clearer, faster, better. Oof. And then when he's hearing that there's going to be layoffs at the Daily News, which, again, is a liberal paper, he basically says, well, you know, I guess I'll take a liberal newspaper over, you know, over a conservative paper like The Post. But he's basically rooting for layoffs at the Daily News because they've been so critical of him.
And once again, why are these emails public?
The result of a lawsuit that was filed by Grace Rao and New York One.
Okay, just to check it out. Frankie Five Boroughs, always appreciate your brilliance on the show. 20 minutes
and they
after
fought
9
the release of these emails. I mean, you wonder how different the election would have been in the primary against Al Albanese and the general election against Nicole Malliotakis if they'd come out a year ago.
But you think, when you know whether it's a divorce case or whether you're a public servant, a politician, when you put something down in email form, you got to be careful. I think you should be careful in that regard. Hey, you know, Rachel Troutman's going to join us. She is a supervising attorney in the death penalty department in the office of the Ohio Public Defender, and Lori Rothschild and Saldi, Emmy award-winning producer. They're making a film about this Kevin Keith case, and it's a very, very interesting legal story that we're going to get into that you will see on TV that the Supreme Court will decide on very shortly. And then Fred Kikachi, Fred, our buddy from Michael's of Brooklyn, will join us. Right now, we're clearing these 50,000 watts. We're clearing the streaming across the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com for Debbie Duhaime to give you the traffic. Oh, baby, it's Memorial Day weekend. I don't even want to think about it, huh?
The getaway is on, that's for sure, Joe. Keep in mind, LIRR, Metro North, and New Jersey Transit extra service this afternoon for the getaway weekend. Let's take it out to the island right now. Over on the Southern State eastbound, getting out toward the Meadowbrook, an accident taking one lane. It's still absolutely horrible on the cross of Bronx going west from the Bruckner to the GWB, but the outbound GWB upper level, a disabled truck was finally cleared out of the way. Still seeing delays on the Deegan in both directions through the Cross Bronx. Watch out for some slowdowns as well as you take a ride over to the Belt Parkway. Had some earlier problems on the Belt by Erskine Street and the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, slowing down through Clove Road and getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Brought to you by the Empire State Building. Watch the city awaken from the center of it all, the Empire State Building's 86th floor open air observatory deck. Click on buy tickets at empirestatebuilding.com to make your reservation. Tickets are limited for each sunrise. Sunny today, high of 87. Chance of afternoon showers tomorrow with a high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains how Iran is still a threat.
Even with the president's announcement on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the fact of the matter is, Iran still is a threat. Now, they're less of a threat than they were a week ago, but they are still a threat. Not because just of their nuclear ambitions, but their desire to export terrorism around the globe. They view themselves as establishing the Islamic Caliphate. That's what this is all about.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire,
talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm John McCann, and I'm running for U.S. Congress. While I have proudly lived in Congressional District 5 for most of my adult life, my opponent has spent the last 25 years moving around the state, unsuccessfully running for any open seat that he could find. I have a record of cutting taxes, restoring gun rights, and standing with ICE to combat illegal immigration. And unlike my opponent, I've stood with President Trump since day one. When you elect me on June 5th, I will fight to keep America great. To learn more about our campaign, visit McCann2018.com. I'm John McCann, and I approve of this message.
Paid for by John McCann for Congress.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday night as Labor Press, New York's leading source for daily labor news and industry information, brings you their Blue Collar Buzz radio show. The hosts, Neil Tappel and Bill Holfeld, will discuss issues in the workplace and talk with some of the most prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. It's Labor Press, Sunday nights at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the Morning, 925, telling you about the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions if you have a personal injury claim. 30 years John Bramnick's been at this, representing thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether they need a lawyer. You know, they'll come to your house, please. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim, work-related claims, malpractice, negligence, auto accidents. Here is the number for the Bramnick firm. 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. 78, or you could reach them at johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
926 with Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows, Smokestack in the house, and Debbie's here. Rachel Troutman, a supervising attorney in the death penalty department in the office of the Ohio Public Defender, is on the line. Lori Rothschild and Saldi as well. She's an Emmy award-winning producer making a film about a very interesting case that the Supreme Court will decide shortly. Rachel, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well. I appreciate you having us on your show.
Well, and Lori, welcome to you too, and kudos to all your fine work in television.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So, Rachel, break us down. This is very, very interesting because this is a Supreme Court situation. And you know what's great about this? Because Franco called, our buddy Franco Barbarino called and said, you got to talk to Rachel. You got to talk to Lori. They're doing this great case. And then you're listening, and I speak to you listening now. You'll hear about this probably, what, Tuesday, you think, Rachel, this will break in the Supreme Court maybe?
Yeah, we'll find out on Tuesday whether they're going to accept the case in order to then decide, rule on the merits and decide whether they'll grant him a new trial.
Walk us through this, Rachel Troutman, if you'd be so kind to do that.
Sure. What happened here, it's an important story to be heard because the evidence against my client, against Kevin Keith, is really weak, to say the least. And the evidence against another person who, for the show's purposes, we'll call him John Doe, is overwhelming. And I've met with and had ongoing communications with some of the members of the victim's family, actually. And I bring this up with their permission because it's important for people to know that they are not getting the answers that they want and deserve. And they should not have to go to the defendant's attorney to learn what the actual evidence is. But these particular members of the family feel like they've been lied to and they've been ignored by the state, and they know it, and they feel that the truth is being covered up. So,
well, Kevin Keith now has been arrested and convicted of murder in Ohio in 94.
Yes,
he was sentenced to the death penalty, but apparently way more here than meets the eye, huh?
Absolutely. None of the evidence that was used against Kevin is untainted. The sole forensic evidence, and this is pretty much what the case in front of the Supreme Court is about right now, the sole forensic evidence against him was this license plate impression in the snow at the scene of the crime, and they used it to bolster this, the very weak eyewitness identification testimony. But we found out in 2016 that that forensic expert that testified ultimately was let go by the state of Ohio because her interpretational and observational errors could lead to a substantial miscarriage of justice. And they knew before they allowed her to testify in a death penalty case against my client, this is documented in the state of Ohio's files, that they knew that this analyst's, quote, her findings and conclusions regarding the evidence may be suspect because she will stretch the truth to satisfy the police.
Yeah,
this is noted in her own personnel file.
Now, the governor of Ohio actually commuted his sentence?
Yes, yes. In 2010, Kevin was 13 days away from execution, and thankfully, Governor Strickland sat down and looked at all of the evidence that the state claimed they had against him and said, whoa, there are a lot of questions here. We don't think that this is the proper case for the death penalty, and at this time, I'm going to go ahead and commute him to a life sentence, and he invited us to come back to him with more evidence if we had it, but he unfortunately was then voted out of office.
This is fascinating. Lori, what sparked your interest in this case?
Oh, so many things. You know, I specialize in crime, true crime television. That's the bulk of the work that I do. And the majority of cases that we see, especially in wrongful convictions, really center around DNA evidence, where, you know, there's scientific evidence that the person who they convicted was not the right person. And in this case, what was fascinating is that there was no physical evidence at all. It's completely built around circumstantial evidence and one eyewitness testimony, which now we know, you know, and again, I do true crime every single day, and the scientific proof that eyewitness accounts is just not, you know, reliable. Is fascinating to me. The fact that the woman said that she saw a large black man running from the scene, that description is so vague when it comes to a death penalty case. That's what intrigues us about it, too.
Go ahead, Rachel.
No, that's okay. And that description was what became what defined the description of the suspect when they found out 5 weeks later that the person describing a large black man was actually just referring to somebody new who had moved into the area. It was a completely innocent person, but it became the description for what they used as their the offender.
Well, what if the Supreme Court doesn't vote for a new trial, Rachel?
Well, we still have a couple other cases pending for Mr. Keith, and hopefully one of these days somebody along the way is going to actually consider the case on the merits and grant him the new trial that he deserves. This is an injustice.
Yeah. You know, the other piece of information that is really compelling, especially to someone, you know, who's not an attorney, who's not part of the case at all, just someone looking on, is that, again, the eyewitness says this large black man, but she also clearly says that he gets into a cream-colored vehicle, that the guy runs from the scene, gets into a cream-colored vehicle. It's snowing out. You know, it was snowing, so it was slippery. The guy slams the front of the car into a snowbank, leaving an impression, and then speeding away. The impression of that license plate that was pushed into the snow left three numbers behind that they said they could see. And when they ran that partial license plate, there's documentation to show that the police ran that partial license plate the night of the crime. It came up to another person who actually owned a cream-colored vehicle who was never investigated.
Wow.
Why?
Hey, Lori, when is this going to be on the air?
Right now, we are working with several different networks who's interested in looking at whether or not this would be a limited series. Obviously, there's a lot of crime series out there that are doing very well, and you know, we're trying to figure out what would be the best distribution platform for it. I hope that it would be an 8 to 10 part series. A feature documentary. Yeah.
All right.
So we're working on that right now.
All right. Lori Rothschild on Solidarity. She's an Emmy award-winning producer making a film about this Kevin Keith case. And Rachel Troutman, thanks for your time this morning. Where can we learn more about this case?
There is a Sorry, Lori.
It's justiceforkevinkeith.org. If you go to our website, you can actually see a lot of the story, and there's also the trailer for the documentary, which will teach you a lot of more about the case.
All right. Gals, thank you. Rachel Troutman, Lori Rothschild, and Saldi. Thanks, girls. Keep us posted, okay, Rachel?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you too. Take care, Lori, and thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. 9:34 with Piscopo. That's going to be interesting. Interesting television watch, and you'll see it, and you heard it here first on Piscopo in the morning. 9:34. Hey, Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn is coming up shortly. You don't want to miss Fred. We love Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn. Right now at the 9:34, Big Al Gattula standing by with all the headline news just for yous, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Middlesex County man is heading behind bars for stealing 20 years of Social Security benefits paid to a dead relative. Lance Nelson of Perth Amboy sentenced to a year and one day in prison yesterday for using benefits paid to his great aunt who died in 1998. The government mistakenly continued paying the woman after she died, and as Nelson shared an account with his aunt, he had access to the funds, which he illegally used for personal expenses. Aside from his sentence, Nelson is on the hook to pay back the almost $185,000 in benefits he has spent. Port Authority commissioners may be losing their badges if the IDs are being misused or determined unnecessary. NJ.com reports that Port Authority officials are reviewing whether or not the officials needed the gold badges they currently carry to demonstrate their roles with the port. Former Commissioner Karen Turner resigned after being caught on video last month flashing her badge to police while attempting to get her daughter's friend out of an alleged traffic violation. Port Authority bylaws do not state any reason that the badges need to be provided to commissioners. In sports, Steven Matz, two relievers combining on a five-hitter. Matz shut out the Brewers 5-0 in Milwaukee. Matz allowed four hits over the first six frames for his second win as Drubal Cabrera, Wilmer Flores driving in two runs each. Brandon Nimmo went 4-for-4 and scored twice in the win. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. It's been really tough this morning on the Cross Bronx heading westbound, trying to get out to the outbound GWB. The upper level, a disabled truck was finally clear, but boy, traffic is horrendous. Also, the southbound Deegan heavy, Marshallou down to the Cross Bronx, northbound Deegan heavy from the RFK Bridge up to the Cross Bronx because of the earlier problems there. Watch for some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride over to the Cross Island northbound. That's going to be stopping go up through Hempstead Turnpike. 440 southbound getting down toward Victory Boulevard on Staten Island. Construction in the right lane. Traffic is bunching up there as well. 31 is still closed in Glen Gardner, and that's all due to an accident investigation. 21 heading northbound at Ackerman Ave getting up through Clifton and Passaic. Watch out for a crash there as well. And over on 84 eastbound, getting out toward exit 17, watch for a collision. Checking in on the forecast, sunshine today, high of 87. Some afternoon thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high of 88. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622 every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Meg, pass the ketchup if you don't mind.
Sure. Here you go.
I was going to ask, since you pay attention to politics, who are you voting for in the 11th District Republican primary on June 5th?
That's easy. Peter DeNoville.
Peter de what?
DeNoville. Peter DeNoville. He's a former Navy intelligence officer who joined the military right after 9/11, and he's not a politician.
Oh, I like that. But what about Jay Weber?
You mean Trenton insider Jay Weber? Weber's been in Trenton 10 years. The debt's tripled while he's been there. No thanks.
Okay, I'll vote DeNoville on June 5th.
You better. DeNoville's a businessman who wants to stop Congress from growing the national debt. And DeNoville advised President Trump's transition team team on national security.
Wow. De Neuville advised the president's team on national security? Impressive.
I know, right? So vote De Neuville for Congress in the Republican primary on June 5th.
I'm Peter De Neuville, candidate for the 11th Congressional District. I approve this message, paid for by Peter De Neuville for Congress, Inc.
Hey, this is Michael Riedel of the New York Post. Be sure to catch my show, On the Town, every Saturday morning here on AM 970 The Answer at 9 o'clock. It's brought to you by one of the best revivals of one of the great American musical comedies I have ever seen, Hello, Dolly, which now stars Bernadette Peters. Now, Bernadette is a legendary Broadway leading lady. I fell in love with her years ago in Sunday in the Park with George. She's taken over the role of Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly, and she's going to be spectacular. I just know it. Bernadette Peters is indelible in the history of musical theater. My friend Charles Isherwood wrote of her in the New York Times. Peter Marks of the Washington Post says Bernadette Peters is the most accomplished musical comedy actress of her generation. I heartily agree with that. And Alex Witchell in the New York Times says Bernadette Peters is a genuine musical theater star. Bernadette is back on Broadway starring in Hello, Dolly at the Schubert Theater. You don't want to miss it. And to get tickets, go to HelloDollyOnBroadway.com. That's HelloDollyOnBroadway.com. Get tickets to see Bernadette Peters in Hello, Dolly.
Piscopo in the morning, 9:39 right now. If you own or rent a home or an apartment, own a business, you could be saving money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. Take control of your money. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. You know, it's going to get hot today, right? Boom. You're going to see your energy bills going through the roof. You can lock, true, that's Jersey talk, true to roof. Lock in your low rates with Blue Rock Energy now to make sure you're saving. Once those rates spike, seasons change, your energy rates don't have to. So that's why we all ran to Blue Rock Energy. As soon as Blue Rock came to Jersey, I was one of the first customers to sign up with Blue Rock Energy. Phil Van Horn was very patient coming to New Jersey. It's very tough to do business in the Garden State. What am I going to tell you? Phil waited. Blue Rock Energy is in the great state of New Jersey. We invite you to call 877-280-4909 like I did and get your home locked in with Blue Rock Energy and those fixed rates. The Brooklyn Nets, the Buffalo Bills, AM 970, The Answer, the station. We are all proud customers of Blue Rock Energy, New York State based. They generate energy from New York State. They hire New Yorkers. This is a great new way to save money on your energy bills. Blue Rock Energy, 877-2. You know, I've been telling you about this for a while. Isn't it time this morning with the heat, with the air conditioning, to call Blue Rock? I'm just saying, 877-280-4909. Or you could sign up if you go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. And now it's time for Restaurant Talk, sponsored by Michaels of Brooklyn.
Michaels of Brooklyn.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a sugar, but you'll never shake me.
9:41 with Piscopo in the morning. Fred is one of the owners of Michaels of Brooklyn. He is in the family over there. We love Michaels of Brooklyn. Fred, you were never an Elvis fan. You're more a Frank Sinatra guy, right, Fred?
Right. No, I like Elvis.
I've never heard Elvis in the restaurant, though.
No,
I got it.
No, you got it. We get it.
You get a little bit.
True, a little bit of Elvis.
I hear the old Bobby man, Darren. And then I hear Steve Tyrell, the great Steve Tyrell.
Yeah.
I hear, huh? Who's,
yeah.
Look at you. See, you talk to Piscopo, the phone jumps off the hook, and more reservations.
I don't even know what the heck this is.
Go ahead. Answer the phone. Let's listen. Listen in. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You got it?
Yeah, don't worry.
So tell me, when people call and they make Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn, we're talking about the little things that can bother you when you're a restaurant owner. Is it when people call and ask for reservations and then they go, what? Do they yell, how many we got? We got how many?
Oh, the men.
The guy.
When the guys call.
Yeah.
First of all, when you answer the phone, like I'll say, like, hello, good evening, Michaels. Like, they're shocked that you answered the phone.
Yeah.
Like you just dial the number. You call. I say, hello, Mike. Then I go, they'll turn around to their wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I got Michaels on the phone. Is that where we're going? What do you mean? You just called.
And then they don't know how many people are there.
Yeah, you call. So what time? So, honey, what time you think we're going to get there? My daughter, she's coming from New Jersey. They got to hit a lot of traffic. So what do you think, 2 o'clock? So he goes, no, but you know, the other people, they're coming from Long Island. Hey, what do you think they're going to get it? And no, well, then you got to ask the real hard question. How many people?
Yeah.
Oh. Is Joe bringing the kids?
Yeah. Then they ask for a special table, of course.
When the women call up, they know everything.
Yeah.
I want a reservation 7 o'clock. I want that table in the corner. I want Enzo as the waiter.
Yeah.
There's going to be 6 people. One of them has trouble hearing, so they can't sit next to the wall. They know everything. The women are exact.
Who answer the phone, Fred?
Sure, I answer.
Johnny gets the phone. Who gets the phone?
Yeah,
you get
Johnny,
the phone.
Not so much, but I answer the phone. Michael answers the phone. Now I put a recording there.
Yeah.
Try and filter out because I get Michael's craft shop all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that they. The...
Oh, what are you kidding? You call information. I want a number to Michael's in Brooklyn, and they go, and they call up, and I'll answer the phone. I'll say, "Good evening, Michael." Say, "Yeah, you have rhinestones." By yawn. How do you sell yawn? By the school? I'm sorry.
That is hysterical. I'm sorry.
Do you have a guy that calls, how do you tread a needle?
Tread a needle. True to needle. I want to tread the true thing.
Yeah, I had to put the thing where you got to press 2.
Yeah. So that's good.
And it kills me when I still get a phone call. Is this Michael's craft shop? What part didn't you understand on the message? It says, this is Michael's restaurant. And I say it like a restaurant in Brooklyn.
You do a bakery.
And they still.
You are the best.
Yeah. They want to come in and get some
Fred, you are too funny. Rhinestones.
That was a question. Do you have buttons? Do you sell buttons?
Fred, between you and I, how do they make a living? How does Michael's craft shop? I mean, then you can make money off selling rhinestones and buttons.
Did you ever see a craft shop? How big it is? It's like a Kmart. It's huge. Hello.
You know, actually, Joe's connection dropped out there a second there.
He's back.
I got it. You know what? We have had, and by the way, while we're all together, and this is all family here, somebody said, I can't hear the station. The station's staticky, which is not a word. It's staticky. It's staticky. Yeah. What? I don't know what it is. I don't know how to do it. Huh? Yeah, go on. That's what we could simulcast on it. It's like that. Hey, Fred, tell us about the pastry shop across the street because people keep telling me how great that is. I've not been there yet, man.
I got Sal, my Sicilian baker.
He used to work
down the basement in the restaurant.
Oh,
I said, Sal, we got to open up a bakery.
And
he used to work in Jersey. His brother has a bakery in Jersey. He used to go there. He used to work by me. He used to work at the Oyster Bar in New York.
And he used
to work like 4 jobs.
Yeah.
He was like a Jamaican Sicilian. He used to work 10 jobs.
Hey, Fred, walk me through this before we let you go, man. We're talking to Fred Kikachi from Michael's of Brooklyn, the beautiful family there.
I got nowhere to go.
No, listen, man, you know what's great is, walk me through the days when you were a kid and your dad was making the pizza, where I hear about Avenue R. Nostrand back in the neighborhood. I mean, what did you think then? Did you know that it would grow into one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of America?
I was just looking to get out. I don't know. What are you talking about? I would come home from school and my father said, what time are you getting home? You got to get to work. You get home from school, 2:30. What time? Okay, 3 o'clock, you'll be at work.
But
I got homework and stuff. Homework. This is homework, used to say.
Is this homework.
Carry the flour from downstairs.
Oh, my gosh. And you did, and you worked, and everybody worked
to.
There.
What do we know? We didn't know anything.
Our parents needed help.
Yeah. My father didn't, you know, back in
came from the old country.
English well, right? I still get phone calls from people from other countries, you know, where their children talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, because they need help.
And where'd the family come from in Italy again, Fred?
My family from Bari.
Yeah, beautiful, man. It's a great story, and it's good. Now, what do you do for the weekend? You're gonna be open all weekend long. Big crowds, or is it a little lighter on Memorial Day weekend?
It's a little lighter. 4th of July, we close.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
oh, you're
Memorial,
kidding me.
Memorial Day's on a Monday, so John has a barbecue in his backyard.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's like the Rodney Dangerfield wedding, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Staten Island.
Yeah.
Backyard, you get the aerial shot.
It's true.
The backyards are packed, and then all the other backyards are empty. That's my brother's house on Memorial Day.
That is so funny. And tell us, the equipment up and running for, I want to come see, well, you got to tell me. You're going to tell me?
A couple of weeks. Of course I'm going to tell you.
Me. I'm the old member. Me.
We need a blessing. We need a blessing.
Like Episcopal blessing, and I'll bring a priest. I'll bring a priest with me. That was so funny when we went down there with Iggy and me and Michael and my Michael, and we went down and we saw it's going to be beautiful, though, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's going to be so much cooler up there. I had a guy pass out the other day down there. It's getting hot.
What'd you do? Pick him up, put him back
we
to work?
We picked him up. We put him outside under a tree.
Wait, that's Al's act. That's what Al does. That's his music concerts. He goes down, boom.
He's sitting under a tree. Just put him under a tree. You watch him. When he comes to, you put him back to work. No. They put a bag of ice. I don't know what they did. They put a bag of ice on his head. I don't know what the hell that was.
Fred, I love that. You put him under a tree. Splash water on his face or anything. Put him under a tree.
Nowadays, get the saline. Call the emergency. Get the saline in him. Put him in the intravenous. Nah, put him in a tree. Put a bag on his head. He's fine. You gotta go find the tree. Yeah, out there in Brooklyn.
Not like the trees are readily available.
Fred, we love you, man. We said to give our love to everybody. Thanks for joining us always.
Guys, have a nice Memorial Day.
Yeah,
you're all invited
Memorial.
To the Memorial Day barbecue in Johnson.
Oh, that sounds like fun, man. We're going. I'll bring my Sinatra mic. We'll do
and
a little
then
couple.
Fourth of July, we do Breezy Point.
I love it. That is great. Thank you, Fred. Love
right,
to everybody. Love to Marianne.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Bye, Frank.
Bye, Al. It's 9:49. This guy is genuinely funny. He's just naturally funny.
I love it. Thrown by a tree. That's it.
We had a guy go down the other day.
But you notice there's no like, see, the millennials, they would sue. Oh, my God, you threw me by a tree. You didn't do this. It's normal.
The millennials would shut everything down. They would get the air conditioning in.
They'd figure out what's going on.
We
threw him by a tree. We threw a bag of ice on his head.
And when you call, it's so true, with reservations, please be, it's not Michael's Craft Shop, but be, know exactly what you're asking for.
Can you
when
help
you
me
call
tread
Michael.
A needle? I got
to tread.
Tread.
Can you show me how to tread a needle? Oh, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50. Debbie, too funny, right?
I know. He's such a nice man. You know, when we were there for dinner, he was, you know.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah, just such a charming man. So nice, yeah.
And just the family of it all.
I love the family, yeah.
Yeah, parents come from Bari in Italy. They come over.
Right,
they go to Avenue Art. They go to the neighborhood, start a pizza place, and then here it is, one of the five best Italian. It's a great story. And we were one, you know, they came to us first, and that's why we
our allegiance
to Michael's is second to none, because we always appreciate that. Hey, Debbie, how you doing? Listen, have a great weekend if we don't chat, okay?
Have a great weekend. Have a lot of fun. I hope you get to relax, which I know you probably won't, because you always go 100 miles an hour.
I know, but we love it. We love it. This is the business we chose.
It is.
The Godfather, right?
Yes, it
but
is.
But now the traffic is just gearing up, coming up at 10 o'clock, 9:51 right now with Debbie on the road on AM 970, The Answer.
And a happy birthday again to my mom and to Al's mom. Hope you enjoy the day, ladies. Let's see what's happening right now as we head over to the Harlem River Drive. The Harlem River Drive heading northbound, getting up through 125th Street. That's a stalled car. It's still really horrible, Joe, on the Cross Bronx westbound, trying to get out to the outbound GWB because of that earlier tractor trailer that was stalled. It's out of there, but the damage is done, as they say. Southbound Deegan is also moving slowly as you get down toward the Cross Bronx. Northbound Deegan also really heavy from the area of the RFK Bridge up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Let's see what's happening right now as you head inbound at the GWB. That's a minor delay in Lincoln Tunnel, only about 5 minutes in, 10 minutes out. Holland looks okay. 31 is closed in Glen Gardner. That's all due to an accident investigation there. And watch for slowdowns on the Cross County westbound Midland Ave out through Yonkers with an accident being cleared. LIRR, Metro North and New Jersey Transit, extra service for the holiday getaway later on today. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says love isn't all you need.
This is what the left-wing world press loves, pablum.
Love. All we need is love.
In my commentary on the Bible, Volume 1, Exodus, I talk about love as a false god. If we had love, no one would be impoverished. Oh, that's what's been lacking. Oh, I didn't figure it out. Why does love conquer poverty?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
John McCain is a flim-flam man trying to flim-flam his way into office. Flim-flam McCain voted 4 times for higher property taxes, but didn't pay his own taxes. Flim-flam McCain says he's conservative, but he's really a pro-abortion liberal. And flim-flam McCain collected a big government paycheck working for a pro-amnesty liberal Democrat. Flim Flam McCann. He's the Democrats' man, not ours. Republican Steve Lonegan is the conservative choice for Congress. Principled, honest, endorsed by President Trump's former campaign and deputy campaign manager Corey Lewandowski and Dave Bossi. Steve Lonegan is the strong conservative leader we can trust to stand with President Trump to put America first, build the wall, ban sanctuary cities, defend the sanctity of life, and always fight for us. Conservative Republican Steve Lonegan for Congress.
I'm Steve Lonegan, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Lonegan for Congress.
Hi, this is Michael Riedel, and if you're a regular listener to On the Town, you know that I love Gallagher Steakhouse on West 52nd Street. Join me there for a special remote recording of On the Town, Friday, June 1st, from 12 to 2. I'll have special guests coming by all afternoon, and we'll be talking about the Tony Awards and lots of other good gossip from Broadway. So stop by and join us for lunch on June 1st. To make your reservation, visit gallaghersnysteakhouse.com or call 212-586-5000. That's 212-586-5000, and I'll see you at Gallagher's.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and very warm this afternoon, high 87. For tonight, clear and mild, low 69 in Midtown, low to mid-60s in the suburbs. Partial sunshine tomorrow, very warm and more humid. There could be a late-day thunderstorm, the high 84 to 88. Sunday will be cloudy and much cooler with a bit of rain and drizzle, maybe even a thunderstorm in spots inland, the high just 71. For Monday, Memorial Day, mostly cloudy, just a chance of a shower, high 71. AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning. Yeah, I got a lot to talk about. We're going to get back to the news before we break away here and make way for Mike Gallagher. But I wanted to give you 5 minutes to call 855-621-9949. That's Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I'll give you the 10 o'clock, 9:55 right now. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But this is from Route 22 Toyota, where you can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. This is Route 22 Toyota, where you could become a rewards member and be eligible for free lifetime oil changes. This is Route 22 Toyota, where they have that brand new state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter on yours truly and the good folks at Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
We got it. What's going
my
on
fault.
Here, Robert?
That was my fault there.
That's all right. That's right. Buzzing.
That's all.
Buzzing and unplugging, and we're going. Yeah. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 9:56. Mike is coming up at 10:05, at 9:57 right now. Hey, Frankie, Five Boroughs, what did Michael Flynn just, General Flynn
tweet? He tweeted for the first time since December. Obviously, he's been busy, you know, pleading guilty to this General Mueller, Mueller probe. He tweeted a photo of Harvey Weinstein with Hillary Clinton and Huba Abedin.
Well, yeah, really. I mean, that's all you got to say, really. And where is that? And who's going to talk about that, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And General Flynn, a real part of the witch hunt. And it's just an unbelievable scenario in this day and age to see the DOJ go after people with no evidence. Hey, Indiana, there's apparently an active shooter in an Indiana school. Frankie Five Boroughs, what is going on, my brother?
Well, there'll be another one next week. This is just the world we live in. Every week, another school shooting. It's never going to end, at least not for the foreseeable future. So at least not in this country. So we don't know how many people have been hurt, but we don't know if anyone's been hurt, actually, but we just say that authorities have detained someone in what they're describing as an active shooter situation at a middle school.
All right. You on the air this Sunday, Frankie?
I'll be here 4 a.m. to 8:30 with my favorite historian and an expert in sports gambling and gambling addiction.
Murano in the morning, followed by John Katsimatidis on Sunday. Al, what time's your beer show this weekend?
8 o'clock Saturday night.
All right, man. We're going to be listening. Guys, thank you so much.
Come to the concert, Joe.
Yeah,
come to the concert.
We'll see. Get stood up by all my kids, as this sometimes happens, I'm going to be with Al, with ZZ Top, and John Fogerty. I'll be there. Frankie, Al, thank you. Debbie, we love you.
And
we love
you. Have a great holiday, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And we love you for listening. And thanks for remembering the United States military and lives lost in the United States military for our freedoms. God bless you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in Newark investigating a man found dead in a city restaurant. The city's public safety director reported yesterday an unidentified 49-year-old male victim found unresponsive in the restroom of the Starbucks on Broad Street near Military Park Wednesday evening. Employees had called police after the victim entered the restroom but didn't respond to questions from workers trying to see if he was okay. AAA says to expect three times the usual traffic this afternoon as more than 41 million people hit the roads for the Memorial Day weekend. They don't seem to be deterred by gas that costs $3 a gallon and more. Meantime, Waze says the busiest time to travel will be between 2 and 4 p.m. today, noon and 2 p.m. on Saturday, and from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday and Monday. In sports, Mets beat the Brewers 5-0. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.